The Kids Left Behind. Episode 61, Worlds Apart.
Here's some fruit. Anything else I can get you?
No, just let me hit the shower when I'm done eating.
No problem there. You could use a shower.
Oh, thanks.
Becky says Tanya's gonna be okay. Looks like she's dehydrated and malnourished.
Well, they didn't give us any food or water.
What happened out there, Vicky? What did they do to you?
I guess you'd call it brainwashing. They shut us up in separate rooms, didn't feed us.
Yeah, it looks like they kept your hands taped up, too.
Yeah, for a while.
Did you meet Tanya's dad? What's his name?
Cyrus. Yeah, I met him.
And?
Well, he'd come into the room, sit on the ground, and start telling me his own messed up translation of the Bible.
What's his story?
He's not a believer. He doesn't have a mark, but he does seem to know some Christianese.
Like what?
Well, he knows about Armageddon, and he believes Carpathia is the dragon from the Book of Revelation.
But he's just a religious wacko?
Well, he's more like a militia wacko who uses the Bible as some crazy code book. They all are.
How many were there?
I don't know. A couple of dozen.
Did he tell you what all these people are doing hiding out in a cave in Wisconsin?
Waiting for Armageddon. He thinks when the battle's over, he and his crew are just going to come out and live happily ever after. And Tanya doesn't buy it anymore, but Ty, he's just trouble.
What do you mean?
Well, he's fighting with his dad about every little thing. I think he's headed for a meltdown.
Yeah, he seemed as stable as nitroglycerin when he was here.
But if it wasn't for him, we never would have gotten away.
Why? What'd he do?
The diversion was all him.
Really?
Yeah, I grabbed a gun and pointed it at his dad. While everyone was pounding on him, Tanya and I got away.
The big question is, now what?
What do you mean?
Well, I doubt the Cyrus guy is going to let his daughter just take off without doing something about it.
Well, something else we got to deal with first.
What?
I want to know what we're going to do with Vicky.
Gummy.
You were right. It is smaller inside.
What's a shack like this go for these days?
Dad used to have a house like this. That was before he got a job.
Yes. Make fun all you want. The house belonged to one of our group. When his parents disappeared in the rapture, Gilles became a believer and opened his home to others.
I read someplace not too many people disappeared during the rapture around here.
Less than 1%. We decided to do something about that.
Have you had much trouble with the GC?
Not yet. We're far enough away from the city not to be noticed.
For now.
Yes, for now.
Is everybody okay?
Oh, yeah, we're just fine.
Mark's upset.
I'd never have guessed. What's going on?
Mark thinks it's time for me to leave.
Leave?
Yeah. The group.
He still has to convince the rest of us, though.
Problem is, he's making some good points.
Come on, Colin. You can't really think that Vicky screwed up that bad.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if this Cyrus guy is going to come looking for his daughter or what.
Oh, no chance. I'm sure he'll just let her go without putting up a fight.
I'm telling you, Mark.
And don't go getting all Clint Eastwood on me. I'm not the one causing problems in this group.
Well, right now you are.
I'm not the one who wandered out in the middle of the night to rescue Tanya.
Yeah, you sure aren't.
And I'm not the one who got caught putting the rest of us at risk during our little rescue operation.
You weren't even going to go find her until I told you to.
I guess we see who wears the pants in this relationship.
All right, come on.
Let's cut that out. You're acting like a couple of 12-year-olds.
Look, I can see me being here is going to cause problems for you guys. So maybe Mark's right.
What?
Maybe it's time for me to leave.
Vicky, you can't.
No. It's all right. I'll leave first thing in the morning.
Yeah?
I see someone has helped you find a place to sleep.
Yeah, some guy named Og or something.
Thanks for everything.
If there's anything we can do to help, Jack.
You make such an offer so lightly. Suppose I were to take you up on it.
I guess we'd do what you ask.
That's very kind. You are all welcome to stay, as long as you like. We may ask you to help with daily tasks. Laundry, cooking, things like this.
That's fine. Lionel's a great cook.
Say what?
He makes the best fish sticks I've ever eaten.
I pride myself I've never eaten a stick of fish.
You have to get used to Lionel and Judd's sense of humor. They're kind of weird.
We are all weird in our own way. That being so, is not grace a wonderful thing?
Good point.
I wanted to ask you, do you have a phone or an internet connection?
Of course.
I just wanted to let her friends know we're okay.
I think we can arrange something.
Is there something else on your mind, Jack?
Well, as I said, you are welcome to stay as long as you like.
Appreciate that.
We come across so few believers here, people who share our spiritual vision like you do.
Don't look at me, bro. I'm new at this. I'm still trying to catch up with these two.
I was hoping you would be willing to stay in France to help spread our message here. You don't need to answer me right now. Please, just think about it.
Okay.
Good night.
When you say okay, you saying okay, we'll think about it, or okay, we'll stay?
You thought about it, Lionel?
Covered.
First flat out?
Straight up, Holmes. So here's what I'm wondering.
What's that?
Where is home?
What do you mean?
Our crew in the States has moved around so much in the last few years. Who knows where they're going to be and how we're going to catch up with them?
I'm not even sure where they are now. Last I heard, they were staying with some guy named Colin and his wife. Maybe we should stay here.
What?
I don't want to, but what if God wants us to?
All right. You and me better have a serious talk about what God wants and don't want.
What do you mean?
Well, first you're all gung-ho about getting back to the States. Now you're thinking about staying in France?
Maybe I'm having a hard time figuring out what I'm accomplishing for God. If anything.
What's that supposed to mean?
We just spent, what, almost 2 years in Israel? I mean, what did we accomplish?
Don't look at me. I don't have all the answers. But I believe he's using us.
Look at Zivan. We pulled him out of an earthquake, and he becomes a poster boy for Carpathia. Next thing you know, he's killing people on stage. Tell me how we're supposed to be proud of that.
Yeah. Hey, the fact is, if we hadn't snapped up Zivan, Weston wouldn't be a Christian right now.
Okay, but what are we doing here, in this house?
Hiding out? Hooking up with other believers? Planning our trip home?
Do you know what Weston's thinking?
Hadn't said for sure. But I do know he's checking out co-op flights to the States.
I guess that answers that question.
Look, man, I don't want to have to play the Vicky card.
Come on.
All I'm saying is I want to go home. And I'm pretty sure part of you does, too.
Okay. All right. Let's see what Weston's dug up.
Hey, Vic. Are you okay?
Yeah. Just a little upset right now.
I can imagine. Anything I can do?
Want to help me pack?
Sorry, you're on your own there. If I helped you pack, I'd be consorting with the enemy.
I might get in trouble.
Who wouldn't want that? What are you thinking about?
Bruce Barnes. Ryan. Hiya, Natalie. Mm.
Good people.
Dead people.
That's not your fault, you know.
Then why are they dead? Bruce never hurt anyone. Neither did Ryan or Haya. All they wanted was to tell other people about God.
And that's what you...
Bruce dies from some wacky poison he gets in Thailand or someplace like that. Ryan and Haya get killed in the earthquake. Judd? Yes, Judd.
Judd's not dead. Where did that come from?
I'm just tired. Tired of losing friends. Tired of being on the run all the time. I'm tired of people trying to kill me. I'm just plain tired. And I wish Judd were here.
Me too.
I'm trying to get a hold of Marshall up in Avery. Make sure it's okay for me to head up there.
No answer?
Not yet. My luck, GC found him and arrested everyone.
Come on, Vicky. This isn't like you.
Yeah, well, I've never been voted out of the group before.
You weren't voted out. If we took a vote, you wouldn't be going anywhere.
Well, I'm not going to stick around if it's going to cause problems.
There's going to be problems whether you're here or not.